And each of the family members had their names written in the church membership list.
那每一个人他们的名字都写在教会的这个通讯录上面。
And one day, the oldest son, was bitten by a poisonous snake.
那有一天，那个大儿子的脚被一条毒蛇咬了一口。
Now, the family had not been in church for a very long time.
这个家庭并没有来了教会很久。
But the man decided to call the pastor so that he could pray for his oldest son.
但是那个父亲就打电话请牧师为他的大儿子祷告。
Well, the pastor received the message, understood the problem, and came right over.
那个牧师听到了，马上就来了。
And when he got there, he began to pray for the oldest son.
到了那边，他就为那个大儿子来祷告。
And he started, Oh, glorious and magnificent Father.
他说，那个荣耀伟大的神，父神。
Thank you so much for sending the poisonous snake to bite the oldest son.
谢谢你让差遣这个毒蛇来咬这个大儿子。
Because he has not been in church for many years now.
因为他没有来教会已经很久了。
And this will hopefully bring him back to repentance.
希望因为这个原因他就会悔改和回来。
And then he added,
那他又加上说，
And I pray for two more poisonous snakes.
我请你差遣多两条毒蛇。
So that they could bite the other two sons and maybe bring the whole family back to the church and to repentance.
那两条毒蛇如果咬那另外两个儿子，那整家可能就会因此而回到教会来。
In the very same way, James notices that there is a break in fellowship with people from the Lord.
同样的，雅各跟我们讲，他说他就发现有一些人在教会里面没有与弟兄姐妹交通，跟神也没有交通。
And James, in this passage, he's very concerned that those who call themselves Christians are truly Christians.
雅各关心的就是这些基督徒是不是真的是基督徒。
Now, James talks about some of the characteristics of a Christian.
雅各讲到一个属于基督徒应该是有一些什么的特点。
And today we will look at how a Christian receives the Word of God.
今天我们所要看的就是我们基督徒应该怎么样来领受神的话语。
In this passage today, we have read that James writes, and he says the first thing that a true believer does is that he will receive the word of God in submission.
雅各跟我们今天所讲的这段经文讲，一个真的信徒第一的就是他会顺服神的话语。
That means that he will put himself, the Christian will put his own ideas underneath what the Bible says.
意思就是说，我们把我们的思想放在神的话语之下。
And so James says first, one of the characteristics of a person that does that is that he is quick to listen.
雅各说，这样的人，他会很快的听。
James says the idea is that we listen carefully.
意思就是说我们会很小心的去听，用心的听。
Whenever God's word is preached or taught, or we have an opportunity to read it, we will take it.
当我们听到或者是看到神的话语的时候，我们会接受。
And when we are there listening, we will listen carefully.
我们听的时候，我们会用心来听。
The idea is that because someday God may ask of us to also teach the word.
因为可能有一天神也会要我们去教导他的话语。
Many of us probably ask ourselves, why do we have to go to Sunday school?
或者你会说为什么我要去主日学呢?
The reason is that when we learn God's word, He may then use us to teach it to someone else.
因为很可能的我们接受了听了神的话语我们也可以去教导别人。
But there is this other part in listening quickly is that we listen carefully.
那另外一方面就是说我们听就是要用心怎么样去用心听。
My grandmother, she loved the Lord Jesus Christ.
我的祖母是很爱主耶稣基督的。
And she was always reading His Word.
她是不停的、常常的去念神的话。
She could read it in about 4 different languages.
她会用四种不同的语言来读这个圣经。
And she would always compare the German with the Russian.
她常常去用德文跟俄文来做一个比较。
Now I think she liked the German version better.
我想她比较喜欢德文。
But there was one thing that would always bother her.
但是有一样事情常常对她来说是觉得很困扰的。
When we would be in church,
当我们在教会的时候,
she was always bothered by sometimes somebody would come in with a baby.
那很多时候她在教会的时候有一些人会带一些婴孩来。
And at the slightest sound that the baby would make, everybody would turn their attention to the baby while the pastor was preaching.
那这个婴孩坐在那边，忽然间有什么发什么声音的时候，大家都会转头去看。那虽然牧师在上面还是继续的要讲。
Now, let me just explain something. My grandmother loved children.
让我解释一下，我祖母是很爱小孩的。
But she would sometimes say to me, I think Satan uses children to distract people from hearing the word carefully.
但是她有时候会跟我讲说，可能撒旦利用这些一些小孩来使我们不能够专心听神的话语。
She loved the word of God that much.
她是实在是很喜爱神的话语。
Now, James also says that if we are in submission to God's word, we will be slow to speak.
雅各也对我们说，如果我们顺服神的话语，我们也会讲话，也会慢慢的讲。
This is closely related to being quick to listen.
这跟快快的听是有相关的。
I think James is making a simple point that is very difficult to listen carefully. If our mouths are moving.
雅各的意思就是如果我们在讲话的话就很难听到听就我们就很难用耳朵去听。
Did you ever have that experience where two of you are talking at the same time?
你有没有试过跟人讲话两个人都在讲呢?
That's happened to me and I have to ask myself the question, who was listening?
那如果是这样的话那如果我跟一个人讲话他也在讲我也在讲那你说谁在听呢?
The same thing happens with the Word of God.
很多时候念神的话语也是这样。
Our speaking sometimes can become a hindrance to our ability to hear and submit to the Word.
很多时候我们喜欢讲话，所以我们就很难听跟顺服神的话。
Some of us have a tendency to want to talk about the Word of God a lot, but never take time to really listen to it.
我们很多时候很喜欢讲神的话语，但是我们没有去讨好的听。
The point that James is trying to make here is this, that we should wait for the appropriate time to speak so that we can think through what we are to say.
雅各的意思就是说我们要好好的慢慢的听听好了想好了才讲。
We should spend more time listening so that our words are accurate concerning who God is.
我们应该用好好的用时间来听，让我们所讲的话语是神所喜悦的。
So James says to us that we should be patient.
他雅各跟我们说，我们要有耐心。
Taking time to study the Word of God, before we actually teach it.
我们要用心好好的去念神的话语，我们才去教导。
But the other thing James says about being submissive to God's word is that we should be slow to anger.
在顺服神的话语的另外一方面，就是慢慢的，就是动怒要慢。
You know, I've often looked at this verse and said, what does anger have to do with being quick to listen and slow to speak?
我看这段圣经的时候就很奇怪，这个听跟讲跟这个动怒有什么相干呢？
And what James is speaking about here, I asked myself the question, what kind of anger is James speaking about here?
我在问自己，这个雅各在这边讲的怒是什么样的怒呢？
Well, there's two kinds of anger he is not speaking about.
我想有两种怒，他在这里并不是他所讲的。
He is not speaking about an anger that is a quick outburst.
他这里所讲的不是一个很快的这个忽然间发起来的怒气。
And he is not speaking about an anger that is a righteous anger like Jesus had when he overturned the tables.
他也不是讲到这个义怒，就好像主耶稣在这个殿里打翻这个换钱的这些人的那些桌子。
The type of anger that he is talking about is this, that when somebody hears the word of God and carefully listens to it and understands it, it makes them angry.
他这里所讲的就是，如果一个人慢慢的去听，留心的去听神的话语的话，他会发生这种怒气。
It's the type of anger that comes toward God, because when they read His word, they realize that He wants to change their lives.
这种怒气发出是因为我们念了神的话语，我们发觉神原来要改变我们的生命。
It's the type of anger that is under the surface that bothers you about what the word of God says, because you know you're going to have to change your life.
这种怒气是在我们心里面，因为我们觉得神要改变我们，但是可能我们很不愿意去改。
What James is saying is that if we feel that way, then that might be an indication that we are not submitting ourselves to the word of God.
雅各这里所讲就是，如果我们有这种怒气，那可能我们对神的话语还是不肯顺服。
The second thing that James says is that a Christian will receive God's word not only submissively, but he will receive it in purity.
神，雅各在这里也讲，我们领受神的话语并不只是顺服，而且我们是要用纯洁的心。
In other words, the person that receives God's word is the person that will put aside filthiness.
就是我们要把这个污秽放弃这个污秽的心。
This word filthiness is closely related to the wax that is in your ear.
这里所讲的污秽就跟我们耳里面这个什么耳屎。
I know that's not a pleasant thought.
可能听起来好像很难听。
But it does apply here.
但是这里就是这样讲。
Because just like the filthiness in your ear can hinder your hearing,
因为好像我们耳里面的污秽使我们听不到，
so does the filthiness in our lives hinder our receiving the word of God.
我们心里面的污秽也拦阻我们能够领受跟随神的话。
James is saying very clearly here that if there is sin in our lives, when we come to, and we're not dealing with it, we allow sin to reign in our lives. When we open up the word of God, there is a hindrance to understanding it.
雅各在这里所讲，就是我们的心里面如果有罪、有污秽的话，这就会拦阻我们来到神的面前领受他的话语。
If there is a difficulty, now there, listen, I don't want to overstate this.
我不想在这里重复的不停，重复的讲了又讲。
Because I sometimes have a very difficult time understanding God's word.
因为我有时候也觉得很难，有一些经文我也很难明白。
But if it means nothing to me, it could be because my heart has a lot of sin in it.
有时候我看不出神的话语，可能是因为我的心里面也有罪恶。
And I cannot receive what God's word is telling me because there is sin in my life that I have not dealt with.
如果我生命之中有罪恶，我还没有清除的话，有时那可能我就领受不到神的话语。
The third thing that James tells us is that a Christian will receive all God's word with humility.
雅各也跟我们讲，我们做一个基督徒的领受神的话语，也要用谦虚的心。
The opposite of humility is to demand our own rights.
谦虚的另外的相反就是说我们是要 something
our own ways.
主张一定要我们的意见。
So here, the attitude towards God's word must be a humility that will direct our footsteps.
这个对神的话语的谦虚，我们要用一个谦虚的心来接受神的话语，让这个神的话语来带领我们的脚步。
James says, if we do not humble ourselves to God's word, then it cannot be implanted into our lives.
雅各书，如果我们不能谦虚接受神的话语，他的话语就不能够栽种在我们的心中。
So, if God's word is implanted in our lives, then we will grow.
如果神的话语栽种在我们的心里面的话，我们就可以增长。
So here's what James has said, that a Christian, when taking God's word, will submit to it. A Christian will also be humbled by the word, and a Christian will receive his word into a pure heart.
雅各所讲的就是我们接受神的话语，我们要用一个顺服的心，我们要用一个纯洁的心，我们也需要有一个谦虚的心。
Now, as important as it is to receive God's word properly, in the following verses of this chapter, James talks about doing God's word.
我们怎么样接受神的话语很重要，但是接下来的经文雅各也跟我们讲我们要怎么样去遵行神的话。
He emphatically says we must be doers of God's word.
他跟我们很郑重地说我们要去做神 行神的话语。
If we are not doers of God's word, that may be an indication that there is no spiritual work going on in our lives.
如果我们没有去行神的话语的话，那可能我们在生命，我们在我们的心中，可能我们没有神的话栽种在我们的心中。
And that's why James says, do not just be hearers of the word, but be doers of the word.
所以雅各跟我们说，不要单单听到，而我们要行道。
A mark of a Christian is that they are obedient to God's word.
我们基督徒的标记就是我们要行神的道。
Now that may be hard to do.
这可能不容易。
You may not get any encouragement from the people that you work with.
可能你周围跟你一起做事的人并不注重这些。
You may not even get any encouragement from your own family.
可能你的家庭也不会对你这个支持你。
But God says it is evidence of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
但是神说这个, 如果我们这样做, 就是, 我们就是, 证明了神, 圣灵在我们心中, 继续, 做工。
So we must continue to allow God to strengthen us to be obedient.
所以我们要继续让神给我们力量, 让我们可以遵守他的话。
I would just like to end with this one verse or two verses that our brother Shi has read for us this morning.
我想用刚才石弟兄跟我们所念的一段段经文来结束。
And I think we need to ask ourselves this question.
那我想我们也应该每一个人问自己这个问题。
Can we say with the psalmist,
我们可以跟诗人同样的话, 讲同样的话吗?
Make your face shine upon your servant and teach me your decrees.
让你的
oh, can you oh, is it there?
No.
Oh, okay.
诗篇119篇
It's 119. Okay, so he says, Make your face shine upon your servant and teach me your decrees.
让你的脸来光照我，而教导我你的话。
Streams of tears flow from my eyes, for your law is not obeyed.
如果你的道没有被遵守的话，眼泪就会从我的眼流出来。
Brothers and sisters, do we even get discouraged by when we don't follow God's law?
弟兄姐妹, 如果我们没有遵行神的话的时候, 我们会不会灰心?
Have we ever shed a tear because we weren't obedient?
我们会不会因为我们的, 不遵守神的话而流泪?
The psalmist was deeply moved when he saw his own sin.
诗人看到自己的罪，就觉得很难过。
Now today we will celebrate the Lord's Supper.
我们今天会来到神的圣座前面。
And Jesus knew that we would not be able to be perfect.
主耶稣知道我们都不完全。
And so in those times when we haven't been obedient to God's word, we do have forgiveness.
当我们知道我们并不完全，我们有罪的时候，我们感谢主，他也，我们也知道他会宽恕我们。Praise
the Lord for His forgiveness for our sins.
赞美感谢主，因为他宽恕我们的罪过。
Amen.
Amen.